The U.S. Department of Agriculture presents Strike Force for Rural Growth and Opportunity, providing assistance to help grow American agriculture and increase opportunity for rural communities. RC&D members from around the country came to Reno, Nevada in 2016 for the biannual national conference. As part of the conference, members traveled to Hungry Valley to take part in a community service project at the Reno Sparks Indian Colony. The USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, the Reno Sparks Indian Colony, the University of Nevada Cooperative Extension Service, and the Hungry Valley Child Care Center made this project possible. Andrew Gordon is Chief Executive Officer of the NARC and DC.
This is an amazing project that we're doing in conjunction with the Natural Resources Conservation Service and the Reno Sparks Indian Colony, where we're building a hoop house next to the Children's Center. And the idea of this was to ensure that the community got together and was able to utilize the hoop house, and children understood how they can get their hands dirty, where their food comes from. Community members can come as an area to understand how the hoop house can benefit extending growing seasons, how it can work with making sure that disease is reduced, pests are reduced. This project was an amazing way it came about, was that we were talking to the individuals of the Reno Sparks Indian Colony to find out ways that we could actually assist them. We didn't want to come in and say, hey, you know, we have this kind of money and we want to do this for you. We actually want to do it as more of a collaborative effort. So what we decided to do was talk to them and find out what their needs were. Once we found out the needs were extending growing seasons, ensuring that there's more fresh fruits and vegetables for the youth of the colony, we thought about the idea of growing a hoop house or developing a hoop house for the colony. From there, we talked to USDA and NRCS and other corporations and foundations to see if we can get some funding resources. We're able to cobble that together. We're able to do an amazing demonstration project in conjunction with our national conference in Reno, Nevada, to put up the hoop house for the Reno Sparks Indian Colony. Amazing collaboration with phenomenal partners to really do good for the community and something that they actually need and want versus what we perceive or other people perceive that the community needs and wants.
The USDA's Strike Force initiative helps underserved farmers and landowners access conservation assistance. Strike Force isn't just about funding, it's about relationships. Sharon Nance is the Western Strike Force Coordinator for the USDA NRCS.
We've been having fun all day long is what's been happening. We have been able to pull together an effort between the National Association of Resource Conservation and Development Councils and the Hungry Valley Tribal Reservation here in the Reno Sparks area of Nevada to construct a hoop house slash high tunnel for the purpose of creating an experience for the youth here in this area to actually grow their own vegetables, to grow their own food, and to have the opportunity to do it right here on the reservation. Oh, they were a little standoffish at first, trying to figure out, you know, what on earth was this. But I understand that in the past, they had tried to produce some vegetables through some flower boxes, but they didn't quite have the right soil and didn't quite get the right amount of water, and they died off. So having this actual structure in place hopefully will give them an opportunity to be a little more successful. They're looking forward to actually being able to incorporate some of what they grow into the meals that they serve here through another USDA program sponsored by the Food and Nutrition Service. So I think that there are a number of opportunities. I spoke to one of the coordinators about actually modifying some of the Ag in the Classroom curricula, and they intend to use their connection with the Indian Health Service to be able to put together something that will work for everyone. I think it's all about collaboration. The fact that we've been able to benefit from the fact that they had already built about 40 of these, we were able to take advantage of their expertise to be able to know what size worked and what type of materials, particularly for this particular audience. And I think that there are benefits for this both in terms of continuing to work with tribes throughout the state, but also with other rural communities that are interested in expanding their local food options, and there may even be some urban application. So I think that the advent of the use of these hoop houses, high tunnels, is something that's only beginning to show up on our landscape.
Hello, my name is Matt Leva. I'm from the Reno Sparks Indian Colony. Today we're building a hoopa house for our local community here at the Reno Sparks Indian Colony. It's basically to provide food for ourselves so that we don't have to rely so much on the mainstream food and stuff like that. Today we've gathered some stuff off the truck over here, and we brought it in and just kind of assessed what we have and what we have to work with. I did little stuff like drilling and cutting and stuff like that. And not only the importance, but mainly the fun. People are having a lot of fun here. I think that's the main goal here. And they're learning a lot, too, about what we need to do to just, you know, keep ourselves alive.
How much na randa dulana minani anuma na Reno Sparks Indian Colony waita na tui tikara na agnabi tikara na kui tikara numa I Pia Julie Tom I Togo Richard Tom I Mu'a Rosemary Wadsworth I Hobie Elian Edna Wadsworth. So hello, my name is Randa Deluna. I'm a Paiute from the Reno Sparks Indian Colony. My parents are Julie Tom, and my grandparents are Richard Tom and Rosemary Wadsworth. My great-grandparents are Ellie and Edna Wadsworth. I just greeted you in the Paiute language. Okay, so I'm an intern with the Reno Sparks Indian Colony and at UNR, and we got a call saying if we wanted to help develop a hoop house, and it's very exciting to know that all these beautiful people here in Hunger Valley can have a nice hoop house in their backyard, kind of. And I think it's a great thing that you're putting it next to a Head Start so that our younger generations know, like, what it is, and they can see the cycle of a life, like, of a plant life.
Projects such as this hoop house, High Tunnel Initiative, can benefit communities all across the country. Rural Americans face many unique challenges. The USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service has developed a program to partner with rural communities and regions around the country on projects they support to promote economic growth. This program is part of a collaborative effort that complements the Strike Force initiative to raise awareness of the different USDA programs and assistance available to underserved producers.
My name is Stacy Montooth. I'm the Public Information Officer for the Reno Sparks Indian Colony and a member of the Walker River Paiute Tribe. I live in downtown Reno, so I'm much closer to the downtown colony land base. Oh, I'll happily tell you about this project. This is an ideal collaboration for the Reno Sparks Indian Colony. What we're doing here today is building a hoop house, and there is no downside to that. It's going to help our students learn about great nutrition. It's a great way to get them out with the construction. They're learning about different tools. It's about team building. It's about time management. All these things are really valuable life lessons that our young people can use. And in fact, the end project is going to cycle around and help our Head Start and our daycare students because of the location of the hoop house. It's right next to those facilities. And so our really young students are going to learn about life cycles. They're going to learn about plants. They're going to learn about, again, hard work because you've got to tend to those plants. They're going to learn about hard work because you've got to weed and you've got to pull. And so, again, it's just a wonderful, wonderful collaboration, and we couldn't do this without the outside agencies, specifically the USDA, and we're extremely grateful. Gosh, you know, that's one of the great things about this program. We're not only are they having fun, but in a way, we're sort of tricking them into teaching them stuff. You know, some of these kids have never held a power drill. Some of them haven't even picked up a hammer before. So this is a lot of fun for them. Again, they don't really even know that they're learning stuff. So it really is a good time.
People from all over the country participated in the Hoop House project at Hungry Valley.
My name is Keir Johnson. I'm with Intertribal Agriculture Council, Pacific Region. I am an Osage Nation tribal member, and I live in Sacramento, California. We've got a wonderful project that is a lot of collaborative partners coming together. We're putting up the hoop house here at this wonderful site here in Hungry Valley, Reno Sparks Indian Colony site. And I'm just proud and just excited and glad to be a part of this. It's wonderful to see everybody coming together from so many different places. Well, hoop houses are great because they'll extend the growing life of and the growing season, more like it. So basically plants, you know, have specific temperatures and environmental conditions that, you know, they need, of course. And, you know, the hoop house can help to control the environmental conditions within, you know, its structure, so it can extend the growing season and really be an effective tool for really helping to control the environment of you know, that the plants are being grown in. Well, the primary one that I'll talk about is we're just starting to work towards increasing exposure to youth, tribal youth in agriculture. It's something that my organization, the organization I work for, Intertribal Agriculture Council, has a real place in our heart to do. And so we've been in some conversations with the National RC&D Council and just talking about how we can begin to expand opportunities for tribal youth to engage in, you know, resource conservation-oriented projects and, you know, really help to usher in the next generation of native farmers and ranchers. You know, as part of the conference here, we had two wonderful future leaders of Indian agriculture out. We had a wonderful gal from New Mexico come. She started her own nonprofit called Generation Ag to help to pair mentors with future leaders in Indian agriculture to begin to expand out their opportunities and their experience sets in agriculture. We had a wonderful young person from San Diego, California, who came and you know, spoke on the various activities that she's engaging with NRCS around. And she's been a very active Earth Team volunteer member, and I've been plugging her into all sorts of neat opportunities to present before various councils and tribal government, you know, affiliated opportunities, as well as working with, you know, a lot of USDA officials. And you know, this event, this conference, provided another opportunity to work with bringing some great youth up to have their work highlighted at a national scale. What our organization really is passionate about is the fact that the average age of a native farmer or rancher is 58 years old. And so we absolutely need our tribal youth engaging in food sovereignty-oriented activities and initiatives within our reservation communities. Seeing the youth out here today is just, you know, warms my heart personally, because it's just where we need to be going, and getting youth engaged in the activity of actually building this project, being a part of it from the ground level, helps to create ownership over this site. So where, you know, there's a greater likelihood of them engaging with this into the future. And that's kind of the model that we're looking at, is getting youth exposed to as many different opportunities as possible, getting them in alignment with natural resource and agriculture-oriented degree pathways so that they can become the future leaders in Indian agriculture.
So my name is Stacy Hafen. I am from Modoc County, Alturas, California. I am the executive director of the North Calneva Resource Conservation and Development Council. This is our area we're in. This is the area that we cover, northern Washoe County. I've been with the North Calneva RC&D since 2003. Started out as a secretary, went to director of administrative services, and now I'm the executive director. We are involved with the National Association. We've been a dues-paying member since I've been on. Been involved with the North Calneva RC&D. And I'm super excited. Our whole council is super excited about the hoop house demonstration that they've got going on today. The fact that the national members from all over the nation are coming here to construct the hoop house for this tribe is exciting. I've never seen a hoop house myself put together, and I've never been part of a demonstration like this, so I'm really excited to go back and to push this more in our community, closer to where my office is.
The USDA NRCS is committed not only to improving access to programs, but also to making USDA programs work better while enhancing the viability and profitability of small farms and ranches, beginning farmers, and socially disadvantaged farmers, as well as promoting and assisting in the development of sustainable rural communities. Get involved with Strike Force, You can learn more about the Strike Force initiative by visiting usda.gov/strikeforce, or you can contact your local Resource Conservation and Development Council.